insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
We were discussing verses 106 and 107, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the continuation of addressing issues regarding Bani Israel and the Jews around Medina, addresses yet another of those points, and that is that the Jews began to raise doubts and questions in the Muslims' minds about the prophethood of our Prophet for some of the laws that changed within Islam, apparently, which was the issue of the changing of the Qibla, which inshallah will be discussed later on in this surah of the Holy Quran. But apparently that change of the Qibla, the direction we face in prayer, had happened at this time when the verse was revealed. When that happened and that the Qibla, the direction, changed, the Jews started to question instead that this cannot be from the Lord, it cannot be from God, because God's laws do not change. We explained a lot of different points about these two verses. What was left regarding them was the answer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in these two verses regarding the issue of naskh, or the changing of the law. A law that was divine, was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can change. Another law can replace it. This is called naskh. This can happen. How is that? There's two explanations given in the verse regarding it. There's a lot of other points that were mentioned regarding the issue of naskh. There's other questions that are raised. The answers that are being given in the verse are to the questions that were raised and the doubts that were raised by the Jews. If you would like to know some of those other issues and the answer to them, you would have to refer to the previous sessions for those who haven't listened to them. The answer that is given in this verse, in verse 106 and also 107, is a very interesting one and very in-depth. The first answer that is given, other than the point that when naskh happens, when there is a change, what replaces the previous law or the previous sign, now I'd like to reiterate the point that naskh, the verse talks about ma nansakh min ayatin, for any verse that we abrogate or change and we put aside. It uses the word verse, or the actual Arabic word is ayah, which includes anything that could be the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laws are one of them, or some of them. There's other things too. I don't want to get into the details of that. This verse is more general than just laws, although the doubts that were raised were regarding laws, but that was only an excuse to mention this point in the Holy Quran, and that's the beauty of the Holy Quran. The points that are mentioned in the Holy Quran are so in-depth and so universal, and they answer so many questions with one statement that makes one truly believe that this book could not have been revealed or could not have been the work of anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than this point that is mentioned, that when a verse or a sign is replaced, the replacement will either be the same or have the same good coming out of it, or it's even going to be better. The least is it's at the same level of good. Other than that point, at the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Do you not know that Allah has power over all things? One aspect of the doubt that was mentioned by the Jews regarding those laws is that if something was made an ayah, a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a reason why that has been made an ayah. There's a maslaha, there's some good behind whatever that sign is, if it's a prophet, or if it is a law, or the verse of the Holy Quran, whatever it may be, that sign, there's a reason why that was made the sign. The doubt that was raised that if that is the sign, if that truly has the benefits or the good that required it to be, or that would make it the sign, how could anything else replace it? In other words, it is that particular law in our case that has the good in it for it to be the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else would be able to replace it. The answer that the verse gives is that Allah has got the power to replace it. You are comparing God to yourselves, that you have got to work with what you have. You don't have control over things. You cannot create things. You cannot do anything on your own. You're just using the power that God has given to you, which is very limited. And if something has got some good, let's say a pill or something has got some benefit for the body, you cannot create something else or make something else have that same effect or even a better effect on the body. So you have to stick with what already has that good effect, and you have to keep saying that that particular medicine or whatever it may be has that effect. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got power to create something or to make something that has already been created the sign of Himself, an ayah, in the way that second thing, which is going to become the sign, that second law, for example, because we're talking about mainly in this verse as an answer to the Jews about the law, the second law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, in this case, the changing of the Qibla, facing the new Qibla, facing the Kaaba, He will make that have not only the same benefit of facing Masjid al-Aqsa, okay, in Jerusalem, but it's going to have actually a better effect. He's got the power to do that. Do not compare God to yourselves. God can create something or make something that's already created have the same effect or even a better effect compared to something that He had made in ayah previously. So this is the first answer that the verse gives in regards to the doubt that was raised. In the second verse that deals with this, verse 107, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It tells us, now I don't know if really the Jews had asked the questions in such depth. The depth of the answer that comes in these two verses regarding the issue is so deep that I don't even think that they realized that you could get such a deep answer to the questions and the doubts that are raised. And I think the answers that are given are for people to come in the future. In other words, a doubt is raised, a question is raised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers it in a way that people that come later on, they dig deeper and realize more and more from that. An aspect that this piece of the verse would be dealing with regarding the issue of naskh is, well, if something was made an ayah, how could you change that? Again, there's a comparison in our actions compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actions. When we do something, when we make something, we cannot change the effects of that. We cannot keep it the same way, but then take away the effect. Let's say if we make some medication, okay, if we combine some different substances and different chemicals to make a formula that's good for some illness, we cannot keep that and then change the effect of that. What we have done, we have done. We cannot change it now. So they refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actions in that way, that if you've made something a sign, an ayah, then changing that to something else, or changing something that was not an ayah to an ayah, as we talked about, making something that was already there have the effect or a better effect than what previously had the good effect that was the ayah. So that change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't compare God to yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. The word kingdom does not give us the depth of the meaning of mulk. What is meant by لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete sovereignty over His creation. His creation is going to be exactly what He wills it to be. It cannot be anything else. After He's created it, it still does not have any independence of itself. It is completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If after creation, which creation is His action, He has created something with a certain effect, after having created it, He can take away that effect. It's not like since He created it, well, I've already done it and I can't change what I've done. Like when we do something, we can't change our past, like change something that we've done. If we change something that we've done, that's actually a new action. It's not changing the same previous action. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He makes something, He's got complete sovereignty over every single bit of His creation, to the effect that He can change it after it's already created, give the effect that He wills to something that's already been created, take the effect away from something that previously had the effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got complete sovereignty, not like us. The way we deal with things, I don't have any control over the gravity of the earth. I have to only live by the laws and by the laws of the physical world that I know of. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over those laws. He has made those laws, He can change them. So it's not like He has got to work with something that's already there and accept that this has got this effect or has the other effect and that cannot be changed. No, that effect is put there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever He wishes, He can change that effect. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives even deeper understanding to us. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.